military planes flying in a special missing man formation over the beaches of Normandy, France today, in honor of soldiers who died on D-Day 75 years ago. President Trump and dignitaries from the UK, France, and Canada, among others, were there. The world's Orla Barry followed all the day ceremonies for us. Most memorable, she says, were the hundreds of veterans who served and survived the invasion.
This is probably the most poignant aspect of all of today's events, is because you do sense that this is the last time that we'll hear the voices of this generation. Mm. So there was one gentleman, Frank Bow, he's 95 years of age and he was a signalman with the Royal Navy, and he was speaking at the Commonwealth War Grave Ceremony in Bayeux in France, and he said there are some memories of the day that he can never get out of his mind.
My most abiding memory of that day is of seeing our boys. We've been talking to them minutes before, but they were cut down with machine gun fire. They fall into the water, floating face down, and we couldn't get them out. We couldn't help them.
Yeah, carries it with him his whole life.
Yeah, because so many people have talked about this kind of heroism that they had and that leap that they took from the landing craft into the water. But listen to this chap, Arthur Hampson, and he's very matter-of-fact about what they did.
To me, a hero is somebody who does something he doesn't have to do, puts himself in danger in order to do somebody else a good turn. We were there, we knew what job we had to do, and we wanted to do it and not let anybody down.
It really struck me, Orla, the clips that I've seen today, amazing the way almost every vet insisted they are not heroes. It's their fallen comrades, they said, almost to a man, who are the heroes. It was so moving. Donald Trump was also at Omaha Beach, where the U.S. servicemen who died were remembered, right?
Yeah, exactly. He was there with Melania and Mr. Macron, the French president, and his wife. They estimate around 9,400 servicemen, U.S. servicemen, and some women actually are buried there. So President Trump, he paid tribute to them, to some of those sitting on the stage alongside him, and also to some of those who died on D-Day.
The GIs who boarded the landing craft that morning knew that they carried on their shoulders not just the pack of a soldier, but the fate of the world.
It's kind of interesting to hear Trump thinking about the fate of the whole world. as you mentioned, Orla, the French president, Emmanuel Macron, was also with Trump. I gather he had some kind of pointed words for the U.S. president.
Yeah, it was interesting. D-Day, it's seen as one of these great symbols of transatlantic cooperation between the nations. And during his speech, Macron, he thanked the U.S. troops for their courage. But he also talked about the loyalty between nations.
L'alliance des peuples libres.
And during his speech, he kept on turning and looking at Donald Trump. And at one point, he was saying, you know, the United States of America is never greater than when it shows its loyalty to the universal values of the founding fathers defended. And he went on to say, this is, you know, we shall never cease to perpetuate the alliance of free peoples. This is what the victorious sides did when they created the United Nations and the North Atlantic Treaty Organization.
L'organisation du traité de l'Atlantique Nord.
And as we know, Trump has often described NATO as obsolete. He didn't respond during President Macron's comments. He gave a kind of an awkward smile, but he said little more.
Yeah, interesting moment to make that point. The world's Orla Barry, thanks for wrapping this up for us. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Marco.